Shamati, Article Number 50, Two Situations. There are two situations to the world. In the first situation, the world is called pain. What one feels, one calls my world. And how one feels it, so one characterizes it. If one feels pain and suffering, that's his world. In another state, in the second situation, it is called Holy Divinity. And there are no more than these two situations, either this or that. It is because an intermediate state is not a situation. It's just unscrutinized. One doesn't know where he is. It is so because before one is endowed with correcting one's deeds to be in order to bestow, in equivalence of form with the Creator, in nearing the Creator, one feels the world as mere pain and torments. That's for several reasons. For one reason, to bring one closer to the goal. However, these pains and torments operate on a person from several sides. On the one hand, they compel him to run away from them in a corporal manner. When one asks about the reasons for the pains and escapes them. And the other reason is that he changes these torments into purposeful ones when he begins to see in them the appearance of the Creator. And thus brings him closer. And then one feels in them that they're not torments that the Creator sends him, but the Creator abducts him in a good way, brings him near, but to bestowal. And the attributes of bestowal are felt in a person as torments. And then one must only change one's call of the Creator for him. To understand, one must understand that the Creator calls him to goodness, to bestowal. And in order to understand what the Creator does with him correctly, he must change his kelim, his vessels, to match the administration, the bestowal of the Creator. However, afterwards one is endowed with seeing that the Holy Divinity is clothed in the entire world, that the Creator fills the world with abundance in his attitude to the world of benevolence, the purposeful benevolence. So, in order for one to see that Holy Divinity, meaning the Creator, clothes the entire world, one must correct one's kli. In order to see it and understand it, perhaps these kelim still don't feel themselves comfortable, but one can already begin to justify the providence of the Creator as a purposeful providence. And then the Creator is considered to be filling the world, meaning drawing all the desires that he had created for correction, for equivalence of form, and dvikut, adhesion with him. Then the world, meaning all the kelim, are called Holy Divinity, or is called, which receives from the Creator abundance. This is called, by one determining one's state like that, this is called the unification of the Creator and Divinity, when the world and the desires and the person in it are all Holy Divinity. They are in adhesion in equivalence of form with the Creator, with the light. As the Creator gives to all the desires that He had created in the creatures, so the world is now occupied. Yes, the world that one now finds in his corrected kelim is now occupied solely in bestowal upon the Creator and his equivalence of form in mating with one another, in zivug, mating. During the process that one undergoes, one has gathered impressions in the right kelim to read the situation correctly, the true state between the Creator and the creature, that in fact they are in eternal unification. It is like a sad tune. Some players know how to perform the suffering about which the tune is composed, because all melodies are like a spoken language, where the tune interprets the words that one wants to say out loud. Instead of saying words and expressing the words, the situation in words, that they can enter the mind and be inverted into terms, and then the terms into sensations and feelings, and the feelings will operate a person to understand the emotions of the one who talked about them and brought these words out of his mouth. So instead of that, there's a different conveyance of emotion, of a picture of a situation in a tune, in a melody, where the tune comes only to express a series of situations that one feels and wants to convey, to sound off, to express these situations outwardly. We can never express a situation as it is all at once. But every situation must consist of the preparation for it that makes the kli, and then of the impression from that situation, which is opnimi or makif, inner light, outer light, and reshimot from the previous, the tanta, the ta'amim, nekudot, tagin, otiyot, in the fullest depth of the kelim, and the naran chai that slowly enters and slowly leaves, gradually, and then when a kli of it remains, it is filled a second time, when it is now the right kli, right vessel, and the second time we can determine the lights in the vessels, and then we can discern the situation. So the situation consists of a series of actions, of operations. So we do not convey a single word, but a sentence. Not a single sound, but a tune. If the tune evokes crying in the listeners to the extent that each and every one cries because of the suffering that the melody expresses, it is then considered a tune. Yes, it's called conveyance in the tune. And everyone loves to hear it, although they cry. However, how can people enjoy suffering? But since the tune does not point to present suffering, but to the past, meaning torments that have already passed, were sweetened and received their fill. For that reason, people like to hear them. These tunes, these torments, the situations that they went through, it indicates the sweetening of the judgments, and that the pains one had had were sweetened. This is why these sufferings are sweet to hear, and then the world is called holy divinity. So one has gone through all the kilim in the impressions, in the excitement, in sweat, in the hard work, in fear, and all these impressions from the opposite states to the wholeness, to the light, to eternity have become kilim. Out of the histalkut, the departure of the light, the weakness in the situations one was in, one builds the right kilim that afterwards receive their fill after these corrections. And now that one looks at the previous situations, including those situations when one was not corrected, meaning had empty kilim, feeling suffering and emptiness, because all these kilim were later corrected and fulfilled, one justifies the situations that were before, and that justification is sensed as sweetening, because one sees the future. One sees that, yes, when one attains the future, the goal, so the purposeful attitude to the suffering enables one to see the future fulfillment, and therefore one sees this suffering as kelim for clothing of the Creator, for clothing for the Holy Divinity. And then one sees how necessary they are, how imperative, how it is a must to go through all these situations in order to feel the impressions in the entire Nagan Chai that now the divinity fills them. The important thing that one should know and feel is that there is a leader to the city. As our sages said, because by that one resolves all the problems and questions that come to him in the work and in the labor and the exertion and the concealments and in every situation. If one finds the upper force as a leader, as a ruler over all his situations, internal and external, determining one's status every single minute. As our sages said, Abraham the patriarch said, there is no city without a leader. When Abraham started looking for godliness, he had a question. He came from the house of Terach, of being an idol worker, believing in many forces, demons, ghosts, and all kinds of idols. You know, the wind, the sun, etc. And he started thinking, this is impossible. There has to be some one force that leads the world. So his question was, as it tells us in the old scriptures, there's no city without a leader. There has to be one leader to all these specific forces of nature, my nature and the nature around me. The important thing that one should know and feel is that there is a leader to the city. One must not think that everything that happens in the world is incidental and that the sitracha causes one to sin and say that everything is incidental. This is the meaning of chamat, vessel of, keri, semen. There is a chamat filled with keri. The keri comes from the word incident. So the carrier brings one to think that everything is bemikre, incidental. Even when the Sitra Acha brings one such thoughts to say that everything is incidental without guidance, this is also not by chance, but the Creator wanted it this way. So why is it by reward and punishment and not by eternal providence and or maybe more advanced connections than reward and punishment? But this talks about a person who begins his way, so he goes from single concealment and double concealment to open up his connections for the Creator, to open up with him. This is because sometimes when some desire and awakening for the work of God comes to a person and thinks that it comes to him by chance, he should know that here too he made an effort that preceded the hearing. As it says, we shall do and we shall hear. Always. The act comes first and then the ability to attain, to hear, to understand. So, of course, first he acted until he came to hearing, and he prayed to be helped from above to be able to perform an act with intent, and this is called raising man. Of course he had it, maybe he didn't see it as such, but it's impossible that from above came an awakening without previous work. Yet one has already forgotten about that and did not consider it doing, because it's not that it didn't think that, it's not that it doesn't say that I did a lot, but he was certain that out of this doing, he wasn't certain that the answer would come from above. Because one did not receive the answer to the prayer instantaneously, so as to say, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. Still, one should believe that the order from above is that the response for the prayer may come days and months after one prays. After one made the exertion. It doesn't matter. It might be completely disconnected with that place and incident where he made the effort. We know that it doesn't come by the right order too. I made an effort and I so wanted with all my heart, as much as I understand, to succeed in bestowal to the friends, in the study, in the society. What kind of an answer I get? Perhaps I get a dissent. And I can't connect the dissent to my good deeds. And I don't read it correctly. That this dissent comes to raise me, to correct me, to show me the evil that I'm in, to push me out of my ordinary situation, to give some more exertion to rise or to go above reason. Of course we have to go above reason in that situation that I received. Meaning it is hard for us to see the right order of operations and the actions of the Creator as a result. It's a big problem. And that is why one must in advance and above everything know and be certain that the order is correct, that after the exertion, after raising man, comes an answer. And it cannot be any other way. And all the responses from above, all of one's situations are reactions to previous situations. When he exerted, when he was perhaps negligent in something, one should not think that it is by chance that one has received this present awakening. Sometimes one says, now that I feel that I do not lack anything, he doesn't feel that it comes to him from above. If he had connected it with the Creator, with Providence, he would have asked, why is the Creator playing with me this way, giving me a sensation of satiation. When I'm satisfied with everything I have, he blocks everything for me on purpose so that I will exert and find more empty kelim. But because one does not connect the sensation of comfort that one now feels comfortable, yes, he doesn't connect it with the Creator, with the goal, so he suffices for what he had, and he is satisfied with it, and he thinks that he is righteous, and he is satisfied with the situation. My mind is clear and sound now, and for that reason I can focus my mind and desire on the work of God. Meaning I feel good now, it's comfortable, I can sit and scrutinize everything, you know, easily. It follows that one can say that his entire engagement in the work of God is his power, and the might of his hand hath gotten him this wealth. So he doesn't connect the situation with the cause of the situation, the Creator. Thus, one can engage and attain spiritual needs. When one can engage and attain spiritual needs, one should believe that it is the answer to the prayer. What one has prayed for before, that prayer has now been answered. It is always like that. We don't understand it. We don't know why we receive the answer to the prayer, not for what we prayed, because we don't understand our next situations. So we should always see that situations that we're in, first of all, we should regard them as purposeful. Second, as situations for work. The happiest situations, the fullest situations, the most comfortable are situations of work. We have to, despite the good feeling in the will to receive, when we feel relaxed, satisfied, we have to be worried. We are forbidden to remain in these situations, because we can remain in them to the rest of our days. Also, sometimes when reading some book and the Creator opens one's eyes and he feels some awakening, then too one's regular conduct is to relate it to chance. Yes, now I understand what's written, or now, on the contrary, I feel myself completely blocked, I can't see anything in what I'm studying. However, it is all guided. Though one knows that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator, how can one say that through the book one is reading came some kind of sublime sensation? One must know that one often reads the book and knows that the whole Torah is the names of the Creator, but nevertheless receives no luminescence and sensation. Instead, everything is dry, and the knowledge that one knows that everything comes from the book and guided, that does not help them at all. Hence, when one studies in a certain book and hangs his hope in him, one's study should be on the basis of faith. Meaning what? That one believes in providence and that the Creator will open his eyes. That it is not through his exertion and through the successful book that he was endowed anything, granted anything, but the Creator must give him special attitude, special thing, and then something will happen with him. And only that will help him. And not through the might of my hand, not by some special excellence, not by some special wit or clear mind, because I rested I'm well rested today, or because I'm healthy today, or in high spirited, or something like that. It's completely independent of that. It depends on the inner tension that one has with respect to the Creator for Him to help me. Yes, it doesn't matter which book or which language, or even if I understand what's written there. What matters is how much I want, how much I have to have this luminescence from the Creator now. Then one becomes needy of the Creator and thus has contact with the Creator. By that one can attain adhesion with Him. Only out of one's connection and one's demand for the Creator. There are two forces that contradict each other, an upper force and a lower force. The upper force is, as it is written, everyone that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory. This means that the whole world was created only for the glory of the Creator. The glory of the Creator doesn't mean something egoistic, but to elevate the attribute of bestowal. The lower force is the will to receive of the creature, that argues that everything that the Creator, everything was created for it. Yes, the only creation is the will to receive. All the fulfillments are in order to fulfill the will to receive. The Creator exists as such for the will to receive and for the creatures. And this refers both to corporal and spiritual things. All is for self-love. The will to receive argues that it deserves this world and the next world. Of course, the Creator is the winner of these two discernments of the upper force and the lower force, where the Creator says, I have created everything for my glory, but the will to receive says, you have created everything for me. So the Creator is the winner. But if the Creator wins through struggle, this is called the path of pain. Yes, because He has to break a person, and it is called the long way. And all the Kabbalists have labored to write books and bring us their method in order to open up a short and pleasant way for us. That's what he says. Instead, there is a short way called the path of Torah. It should be everyone's intention to shorten time. This is called, I will hasten it. Why shorten time? In order to run away from the pains? So it's the same egoism again. And we cannot have an egoistic aim to come to an altruistic goal. We have to change things around. Meaning, my craving to obtain the goal should be because I elevate the attribute of bestowal. Otherwise, it'll be I will in time. As our sages said, if they are awarded, I will hasten it. If not, in its time. As our sages said, yes, that I will place upon you a king such as Haman, and he will force you to reform. So in the beginning, one wants to run away from one's ego because it makes him feel bad. And then when he drifts away from the ego, he begins to understand that the attribute of bestowal in itself, sublime, special, and it is worthwhile working only for it. And pains or not pains, it doesn't matter. But truth is more important than the than the emotional state. And then one begins to have a special attitude to the attribute of bestowal above one's will to receive. This is called faith above reason. When one prefers to be at all cost in the attribute of bestowal, whatever his vessels of reception go through. If one looks for that state, it is called praying to be in the form of Bina, in Chafetz Chesed, delighting in mercy. After these corrections, then the will to receive is corrected too, in receiving in order to bestow. The Torah begins from Bereshit, in the beginning. Etc. Now the earth was unformed and void, and darkness. The earth meaning the desire. And until one goes all these situations, as it is written that everyone must write a book of Torah, and it is written, write on your heart, on the plate of your heart, on all your desires. You have to go through all these situations and ends in the sight of all Israel. Yes, to find it, actually find it in light of wisdom, light of Chokhmah, in the vessels of reception, in Gadlut, in greatness, this is called, which is called Israel. In the beginning we see that the land is unformed and void in darkness. But then, when they corrected themselves, these earthiness themselves, to bestow, then they are granted, yes, in this darkness, in this abyss, in this lowest kelim, the meanest kelim, in these desires, the one is most ashamed in those he finds the purpose of creation. And then they are granted, and God said, let there be light, until the light appears in the sight of all Israel. When one comes to a state of Israel, to the measure of Gadlut, of greatness. So we always have two situations. Either suffering, pain, where one feels oneself, in which one feels oneself, or holy divinity. And we must always discriminate, discern that we are in one of these two situations and not outside them. Outside them means that one is not on the path. This is just a time that is wasted. Cancelled. You heard it. You went through the article, all the situations that were in there. Now you forget about it, as if it never happened. If you extend the situations and want to remember, it's not good. Now it's not good. In that, you stop yourself from advancing. Every moment must be a new situation. Hence, now, with an empty mind and an empty heart, with this clean desire, naive, I would say, out of emptiness, we begin the next article.